Welcome to the Raise Your Energy podcast. My name is Linda Lange and I'm your host and energy expert. If there is a part inside of you that is currently not okay, this episode is for you. What I'm sharing with you today will change your life, if you allow it to. I invite you to find out how your suffering is created in the first place and how you can let go of it. So let's begin. When I talk about suffering in this episode, I mean any kind of lingering, low vibrating emotions. You can suffer from hating somebody. You can suffer from being anxious about something. You can suffer from regretting a choice you made in the past. Just so you're aware, you can suffer for all kinds of reasons related to any low vibrating, aka negative emotions, okay? When I talk about suffering today, think about a negative emotion that you feel on a regular basis in your life. I'm just giving you a few examples to choose from. And I want you to pick one because that helps you to apply the information I'm giving you straight away into your life, okay? So here is a list of negative or low vibrating emotions. Fear, anxiety, worry, insecurity, guilt, shame, hopelessness, powerlessness, anger, frustration, competition, envy, jealousy, importance, control, judgment, doubt, remorse, regret, despair, rage, hatred, sadness, unworthiness. I'm sure you can pick one of those that applies to you on a regular basis. Buddha's first noble truth translates to life is suffering. But why? It's not like Buddha was negative or depressed. What he meant is that everybody is suffering. Old people are suffering, young people are suffering, sick people are suffering, healthy people are suffering, rich people are suffering, poor people are suffering, men are suffering, women are suffering, everybody is suffering. But why do we all suffer? There's always something going on in our lives that is not so much fun, and we have to try and make it okay. And that is called suffering. If we have to do something about it, we are suffering. We are trying to make ourselves be okay instead of just being okay. Buddha's second noble truth was the cause of suffering is that you have a way you want it to be. The cause of suffering is that you decide how you want it to be, and now you suffer when it's not that way. You decided, I don't want it to be a certain way, then you suffer when it is that way. And if it's exactly the way you want it to be, you suffer because you're afraid it will stop being that way. Buddha's truth is that the cause of suffering is our likes, dislikes, desires, and preferences. He says, you all suffer. Everyone suffers because they have a way they want it to be. If you have to do something about a situation or a person to try and be okay, it means you are suffering. You have this need inside of you for this situation or person to be a certain way, to be different than it or he or she is. And where is this need coming from? You have this way that you want it to be. That creates a need because it's currently not the way you want it to be. And now you have to go out there and try to make it happen that way, how you want it to be. You have to get what you think will make you be okay. Can you relate to that? That is suffering. I know it sounds foreign because we all do it, but we don't call it suffering. Suffering is a state of not being okay. That's it. Suffering is a state of not being okay. It is a state of inner disturbance. You need to do things in order to make yourself not be disturbed on the inside. And Buddha was right. All people are suffering. And he's right about the why as well. That's what's so deep about his teachings. It is just so simple. The cause of suffering is having a way you want it to be. The world has been around for 4.5 billion years. It is a result of all the forces and universal laws that make it what it is today. It couldn't care less how you want things to be. Things are the way they are as a result of 4.5 billion years. It has nothing to do with you, but you think that you get to make up what the next moment in front of you should be like. And then you get upset when it's not the way that you wanted it to be. And then you suffer. That's how you create suffering for yourself. The great way is not difficult for those who have no preferences. That's the first line of one of the deepest Zen writings. That doesn't mean that you suppress your preferences. That doesn't mean you deny your desires. You can still have likes and dislikes, but you want to wake up and realize that you are not having a good time. But you should. You have a limited amount of time that you're going to be here on this earth. So enjoy this life. Enjoy this beautiful and wonderful world you are living in. Ask yourself this really deep question and be honest about it. Why am I not having a good time? Why am I not enjoying this life and what's unfolding right in front of me? And when you look deep inside of you, you will realize that it's because you limited your happiness to events being exactly the way you define them to be, how you want them to be. In order for you to feel good, be comfortable, be relaxed, and enjoy your life, every single thing has to be the way you decided it has to be. Crazy, right? So I invite you to wake up. You made up something in your mind that will make you happy, and then something that will make you unhappy, based on your past experiences, your likes, your dislikes, preferences, and desires. And you allow it to make you not be okay. If you just had a wonderful meal and you're really full, you don't sit around thinking about what to eat now. If you just met somebody and you're in this wonderful relationship, you don't think about who to date. So if you are fulfilled and okay, you don't sit around and ask yourself, what do I need in order to be okay? The truth is that you are only okay and not suffering for a few moments when everything and everyone is exactly how you want them to be. But your normal state of life and living your life is suffering. You fight as hard as you can to manipulate the world that is unfolding in front of you and around you to match what it is that you made up in your mind, and then if it matches quite a bit, you feel pretty good. And if it doesn't match, you feel terrible. That's the fun thing. The probability that the world in front of you is going to unfold exactly the way you want it to be is zero. And you know that. You know that because that's why you plot and plan all the time. That's why you're so busy manipulating everything and everyone around you. Why do you dress a certain way? Why do you buy every single thing in the world? You're trying to manipulate the moment in front of you so that it stimulates what it is that you want, so that when it comes in, it will feel good and it doesn't feel bad. I'm telling you that getting what you want exactly how you want it to be is so overrated. And avoiding what you don't want is so overrated too. It's a waste of your life. And why is that? One, You're not going to get what you want. You know for a fact it's true. You're living proof. You are not going to get everything the way you wanted to, right? And it's not going to stay that way. It's just every once in a while, it looks like it's going to be that way. And then we get excited, but it doesn't really last for very long. Devoting your life to getting what you made up in your mind and trying to make it be that way is a waste of your life. It causes suffering, it causes anxiety, it causes all kinds of tensions inside of you. Why do you think we have so many problems? How can you not have problems if you're fighting with everything and everyone to try and make it the way you want them to be, right? Getting what you want and avoiding what you don't want is an endless pursuit. It's an endless journey, isn't it? You're devoting your life to the part of you that is not okay. It's the same as devoting your life to that negative emotion that you selected at the beginning of this episode. All it does is make you become addicted to the part of your being that is not okay and that emotion. So what do you want to do instead? What's the alternative? Linda, tell me. As with everything, the first step is becoming aware of it. The part of you that is not okay, you want to become aware of it. You want to become aware of the moments in your life when you don't feel okay. There are enough of those moments to become aware of, I'm telling you. And once you become aware of it, you are not it anymore. You stepped into the role of the observer. You're observing the thoughts and the feelings that represent the part of you that is not okay. Now you've put some distance between these thoughts and feelings and yourself. You can look at them, which means you are not them anymore, okay? You stepped out of that program that was running the show. And then next, you want to relax and let go. You release whatever made you not be okay inside of you. And don't worry, I will talk to you about what that means. I want you to know that you are the master of yourself. If you want to let go of a notion inside of you, then you can. If you want to let go of a past experience, you can. If you want to let go of an emotion that you keep feeling again and again, you can let it go. If you want to let go of a desire or a preference that so far has just not shown up in your life, it just hasn't come true, you can let go of it. You collect a lot of stuff inside of you that is the cause of why you cannot enjoy the life that you're already living. And people will tell you that if you are not okay, then get up and do something about it. But I'm telling you to not do something about it. I'm not telling you to get up. I want you to get rid of the reason that it's there and making you uncomfortable. I want you to decide to let it go. Whatever comes up, just let it go. You don't need it. It just makes you miserable. It doesn't mean that you have to forget it or forget everything about it. You let go in a way that it does not disturb you anymore. It does not trigger you anymore. And for you to do that, I need you to stop suppressing or ignoring it or thinking that you have to do something in the outside world. That's what created it probably in the first place, and that's what keeps it alive. Every moment in your life where you liked or disliked something, a memory was created and hardwired inside of you. And when something in your life triggers this memory, it makes you go, ooh, I like that. Oh, I don't like that. That's all that is. The outside world, which you have no control over, hits your memories and forces you to feel a certain way. Let's just get rid of all of it. And if it's not in you anymore, all of a sudden, you're going to be free. You're going to find out that you don't need things to be a certain way for you to be okay. The only reason you needed them to be a certain way is because you limited yourself by storing all of this stuff inside of you. I promise you, you can get rid of them. All of them. There's no single one that needs to be inside of you. The past does not belong inside of you. As you let go of these things, you're going to find out that you're way happier than you were before. Why? Because you don't have all of these blockages inside anymore. You don't get triggered all the freaking time. You feel that spontaneous joy and love just all the time, unconditionally. You don't need things to be a certain way anymore for you to be okay. You are just okay. You just feel waves of uplifting spirit and joy and love just pouring through you all the time, because that happens to be your natural state. What you did is you shoved all this stuff on top of it, so now you're blocked, and the only way to feel okay is when something that hits you that matches your stuff, your likes, your preferences. You can do whatever you want in there. It's yours to do whatever you want. And I will teach you how. I can go on for an hour to inspire you to do this. And it only takes a minute for me to tell you how to do it. But you need to want to do this. You can let go all of the things that happen to you. You do not have to store them inside of you. There is just no purpose for keeping them inside of you. And if you can let go of something for 10 seconds, you can let go of it for 10 minutes and a day and even longer than that. Either you do or you don't have the ability to let go. It's your choice. People say to me, what do you mean by letting go? I want you to relax. Relax with what is happening to you. You don't have to change it, manipulate it again, or do something about it, right? Every time it comes up, every time something happens and it hits your memories, it hits your stuff, you let it go. You relax with it and you keep relaxing, and that way you let it go. At first, you don't know how to do it. You don't know how to play the piano at first. You don't know how to do math when you never had a math class. You do this thing that is called learning. Why can't you learn this? It's the most important thing that you will ever learn in your life. How to let go of that garbage that you're building up inside yourself. Because you can't be okay with that garbage inside yourself. So tell yourself, I don't want this inside of me. So if I have to go through the growth of what it's like to let it go, I'm willing to do that. I am ready, willing, and able. In fact, it is the meaning of my life now. The meaning of my life used to be to make the world match my junk. And now the meaning of my life is to let go of this junk. And I'm telling you, it works. It can't not work. You can use any moment in your life to let go. Instead of doing something to be okay, you go within, you become aware, you observe what's going on, and you relax and you release. And releasing does not mean expressing it onto other people, okay? Releasing does not mean to suppress it, to deny it, or to ignore it. That's what we have done for most of our lives. Releasing does not mean controlling or manipulating or changing it. Releasing does not even mean accepting it, because the cause of the disturbance is not going to go away just because you accepted it. Makes sense, right? Releasing it means surrendering to it, to look at it and give it the space and time it needs to be released, to be through with it. If you stop the process of that releasing at any other stage that we just discussed, the expressing it, the suppressing it, controlling it, ignoring it, accepting it, I promise you it's going to come back again and again. If it's not in the same situation, it's going to be in the next situation. You allowed that part of you to still exist inside of you. You just found a way to live with it, but accepting is not the same as surrendering. You have to be willing to let go of yourself, this part of you, at the deepest level. You become aware, you begin to observe and you say, this is causing me not to be okay. It's out. It's gone. You tell it to leave your being and not be part of you ever again. You release it. When I do it, I always think about the Marie Kondo method. I love that. Thank you and goodbye. Thank you and goodbye. I literally talk to it and I say, thank you for having been part of me. I release you now. I know I created you and now it's time to go. Thank you and goodbye. So what did the Buddhists say? All life is suffering. The cause of suffering is you. You built this preference system inside of you of liking and disliking. To end suffering, you want to let that go. Just let go of the part of you that is separating the world into likes and dislikes. And everything will change for you. And I'm telling you, you are capable of it. You can do this. You do not want to keep that part of you that is not okay. You want to be the part of you that is okay. Therefore, you have to let go the part of you that's not okay. Not control it, not trying to manipulate the world to make it be okay. It doesn't know how to be okay, okay? That part of you just never will be okay, whatever you do on the outside. Let it go, let it go. That's deep spiritual growth. And I have a wonderful guided meditation for you to let go of this emotion that you selected at the beginning of this episode. I literally guide you through my process that I personally apply every time something hits my junk. Please use this emotional release meditation to begin to kick that stuff out of you. Start with this one emotion and then just keep going, okay? The link to the meditation is in the show notes for you. You can find it as well on my YouTube channel if you just put in the words Linda Lange and emotional release meditation. Thank you so much for being with me here today, and with that, I love you and leave you. Talk soon and bye-bye.